This is Andy Kaufman, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence Development Corporate. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. I have to tell you, I greatly enjoyed reading Peter Sims' book, Little Bets, and talking with him on the phone. Frankly, I enjoyed it far more than I expected. I expected it to be a book about innovation, and certainly it is, but there are so many lessons in it that apply to all of us who desire to deliver projects and lead teams. In this special premium edition, I want to share some coaching for you based on lessons that I got from Little Bets. First, the big idea of the book is to stop trying to hit the home run, to figure it all out up front, to completely understand everything before you take the first step. Some of those who seem to make success just seem effortless. They start small and they iterate instead of trying to get it all correct from the start. You know, one of the objections I often hear about project management is that it presupposes that you can figure out everything up front and then you execute against the plan. And that's why project management doesn't work according to that mindset. You can't know everything up front, so that's why we can't do project management. Well, interestingly to me, PMI has a different take on that. In the PMBOK guide, there are references to progressive elaboration or rolling wave planning. Rolling wave planning means that we can't know everything up front. We have to do our best job of plotting a course and setting a baseline for how we think the project will go, but it won't go that way. Things are going to change, which is why we must progressively elaborate. Well, when it comes to the big project that you have weighing on your shoulders right now, is there a way you could take smaller steps? You know, in the interview, we talked about the term of smallifying, you know, chunking the project down into smaller pieces. Keeping our scope as small as possible and iterating incrementally instead of trying to do it all in one project, it's a formula for increased likelihood of success, which is also why agile methodologies continue to gain in popularity. So what do you need to smallify? What have you been procrastinating about that you could take the first step? Take that first small step. The PMI concept of decomposition is directly aligned with Peter Sims' recommendation to break things down into smaller pieces to improve your ability to deliver successfully. Well, second, do you recall in my discussion with Peter about the illusion of rationality? You know, it's easy for project managers and leaders of all sorts to fall into this trap. In the plan we trust is the mindset, and if the plan is thick enough and pretty enough and rationally articulated, then, well, I guess we must be okay. Or not. It's critical that we ask, have we spent enough time with those who we're delivering for? Do we really understand their issues, or is this more of a Field of Dreams project? You know, we will build it and they will come. As Peter suggested, do we know that we're even solving the right problem, or have we just fallen in love with this idea? Could we prototype it or do a test run instead of going all in? Beware of planning as PR, where comfort is taken because a plan exists, regardless of how close the plan aligns with reality. Remember, reality always wins. Third, remember Peter's recurring phrase that we need to fail quickly to learn fast? Man, I gotta tell you, those words, they're easy to say. Living them in the real world can be a lot more challenging. Author Bob Sutton, well, he suggests you can tell a lot about a leader by how they react when things go wrong. So how do you react? It's a question I gotta ask myself. Are we tempted to start pointing fingers or coming up with excuses? Is there more effort in finding the fall guy, so to speak, instead of a way to avoid the problem in the future? You and I need to be willing to be imperfect, something that's evidently clear to me now. But when I was a budding leader in my late 20s and early 30s, I gotta tell you, that was a foreign concept. I thought I had to be bulletproof, you know, no chinks in the armor. But life has this way of making it clear that we are not perfect and demanding, well, near perfection of yourself or your team or in your plan. I'm telling you, it's a fool's game. Peter recommended that you be willing to put yourself out there. You know, take a small risk, even if it feels big. Take the risk. You and I will likely have far more regrets at the end of our life or career about the risk we didn't take than the ones that we did. Be willing to try and then learn from it. I gotta tell you, stretch yourself. What's something that you've been holding back on because of concerns that you won't be successful? Why not give it a try? Finally, strive to develop what Peter referred to as the growth mindset. I find it's real easy to fall into the fixed mindset without even realizing it. Now, the book does a great job of laying out the difference, and I've heard enough about this concept that I'm going to pursue the author who did the research behind it. The growth mindset, it just fuels us to keep learning, including learning from mistakes. It assumes that we'll make those mistakes, but can stretch ourselves to grow from them. I know too many people that as they age, they fall into the rut of living off of what they already know instead of stretching to learn the new. And remember Peter's comments about how to develop a growth mindset in the people around you. Praise the effort, not just the achievements. Instead of saying, hey, you know, good job, or man, you're so smart, make sure to praise those around you with specifics about their efforts, such as, you know, hey, you put a lot of work into this report and it really paid off. Great job. I'm working on implementing this at work, with coaching clients, but also at home. You know, are you looking for a good book to stretch your mind and help you lead and deliver? I wholeheartedly recommend Peter Sims' book, Little Bets. I couldn't put it down, and I trust you'll find the same hunger for what he's serving up. Hey, one last thing. You know, it's only July in our next Leadership Fast Track program. It's not until next year. However, budget talks are going to be firing up in the coming weeks for many companies, and I would love to have you in next year's program. Right now, we are having some extremely engaging discussions in this year's program, helping us all get better at leading and delivering, and I would love to have you in next year's program. Send me any questions that you have about next year's Leadership Fast Track program. Well, thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. Please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. And thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have a great week.